And the night became day, and still Daniel kept the gentle Timoon beside him.
And the day became a week.
And after 2 weeks, a buzzing began spreading through the halls of the hotel.
And even into the city, until everyone had heard the news.
That the ailing Daniel Bazome was spending all his time with a peasant, and little by little, she was
healing him.
Now what can he want with a woman like her? Out of the fields and low as dirt.
He could have the world, but takes a peasant.
Perhaps his brain was hurt.
Look how she holds him.
And touches and attends him.
The boy believes she can make him well.
And she has within every spell.
I have a gift for you.
What is it?
A charm. If you wear it next to your heart, it will make you whole.
You are my charm. Without you, I could never be whole again.
I will never leave you, Daniel.
Now what do you make of a peasant like her?
Putting on airs without a doubt.
When the boy is well and does not need her,
I'll soon throw her out.
Soon I'll be dancing.
And I'll dance with you. But for now, walk slowly, Daniel.
Then you must walk even more slowly, Timon.
Why?
So that I can catch you.
Daniel!
Father!
How long do you think you'll be playing this game?
This is no game, Father.
Surely you can't believe it's real.
I'm in love with Timon.
You are my son. You'll do what must be done, no matter how you feel.
Andrea Devereaux.
Hello.
I'm so happy to meet you, my dear mademoiselle. I've heard you're a healer and a dancer as well. Won't you dance for us now? Won't you give us the show? Please, mademoiselle, don't say no.
Don't be afraid, Timon. Dance as you always do, just for me.